Rusty Quill presents.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is entry 3130, titled Halloween Evil. Written and submitted to the exchange from a member going by the name Evil Knievel. Recorded by Cole Weavers. Halloween used to be my favorite holiday. Scary movies, orange and yellow leaves, purple lights and hot apple cider, candy and chilling winds, jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkin spice, everything. It's the one time of year you can dress up and hide who you are underneath masks and makeup. Be whatever you want, and no one knows who you are. I've loved Halloween since I was a kid. As far back as I can remember, my dad always made such a big deal about the holiday. My mother, not so much. They divorced when I was young, and I've always lived between two households. Typically, I'd be at my dad's during the weekends and my mom's on the weekdays, and I'd always pray that Halloween would fall on a weekend so I could be at my dad's house when it happened. He'd always invite my friends over for a big Halloween party, dress up in a scary costume, hand out fun treats, and then take me trick-or-treating. My mom, on the other hand, well, she despises the holiday. She's very religious, always reading the Bible, lecturing me about this and that, and somehow she got it in her head that Halloween is an evil holiday. She won't have anything to do with it, not even so much as a harvest festival alternative that some of the local churches around us hold. In fact, she doesn't even go to churches in our town, and we have a ton of them. She never puts up jack-o'-lanterns, and not even a hint of fall decor, not even a be thankful sign for the autumnal season or Thanksgiving. My mom's nice enough. She's never been too pushy about her beliefs on me. In fact, she celebrates every other holiday just fine. Christmas, Thanksgiving, sort of. She'll even have a beer or two on St. Patrick's Day. But she absolutely has never budged when it comes to Halloween. In fact, she'd make me go to bed early on Halloween every time I happen to be with her. Needless to say, we've gotten in some pretty nasty fights over it. I'd be crying and begging her to let me stay up and go trick-or-treating, but she'd always respond that Halloween was evil and that in her house, she'd respect the Lord. Then she'd tell me I would just have to get used to it. I once told her that I hated her because of it and stormed off to my room, slamming the door. Looking back, I regret doing that now. She was just trying to protect me. My mom lives several miles away from my dad in a small rural town with about 3,000 people living there. My dad lives in the city, so when I had Halloween at his place, I'd bring back a huge haul of candy because we had so many neighbors and everyone got into the holiday spirit on my dad's street. In my mom's neighborhood, everyone there did too. So the stark difference between my mom and the town and mom and my dad has always been really apparent to me. And up until last year, I had just never understood why my mom was such a prude. When I mentioned it to my dad and asked him to make my mom relent, he'd always say, "Your mom has to do things her way, and I'll do things my way. You just have to respect her wishes, buddy." If you look at the calendar, you'll notice Halloween falls on weekdays way more than it does on weekends. So, sadly, I haven't had the experience of being with my dad on Halloween as much as I'd like. I always noticed how much my mom seemed to dread the holiday. She'd be extra into her Bible, praying all the time. Sometimes she'd come up to me and put her hand on me, closing her eyes in prayer, begging God to protect me. So, Halloween has always been the same at her house. We'd eat dinner around 4 p.m., then she'd usher me off to bed. She wouldn't tolerate me stepping out of my room, and she'd yell at me to sleep if she heard me staying up. I'd always lay in bed, unhappy and frustrated. I could hear her just outside my door saying the same prayer over and over again. And you might be asking why I didn't just sneak out. Well, I would have, except my mom always had the odd habit of boarding up all of our windows and even our front and back doors. Then she'd put up a big sign on the front door that said, "Trick or treaters not welcome. At this house we serve Jesus." She'd hang up crosses and sprinkle the whole house in holy water. She'd even go so far as to line the front entrance with salt. I always figured that my mom was just extra paranoid, or had gotten it into her head from some televangelist that she needed to be extra scared of spirits and whatnot on Halloween. I don't know. So I've never stayed up very late on Halloween night at my mom's house, with nothing to do but lay in bed as she usually took all of my toys or devices away. When I eventually did fall asleep, I'd dream about what Halloween could have been, and then try and get over it the next morning on November 1st. It wasn't until last year that I finally found out why my mom is so scared of Halloween. Last year, Halloween fell on a Monday. That year was especially hard for me to accept that I'd be spending yet another fun Halloween night sleeping in early, especially since the year before, Halloween had fallen on a Sunday and my dad had pulled out all of the stops. I dreaded having to spend another year in bed early when for the last 2 years I'd been spoiled with Halloween fun. That year was a bit different. I was 17, and I felt that I could get away with staying up a little bit longer, or at the very least be allowed to watch a scary movie. I got to my mom's house earlier that day. My dad had gotten me out of high school early. When I arrived, the house was drab and normal, no decor, nothing except for wooden beams and piles ready to be nailed up. I hugged my dad goodbye. and he told me to behave myself and just do as my mom said, however upset or unhappy it might make me. Great. Another Halloween puritanically wasted. I went up the steps to her house and said hi to my mom and hugged her. I asked my mom if this year could be different. If maybe I could stay up and watch scary movies, maybe have some candy. She flat out refused. Absolutely not. Halloween is an evil holiday. You will not have anything to do with it at my house. God help me. I roared with irritation and stomped inside. Jesus Christ, why are you being so ridiculous, Mom? I shouted out. I heard her yell about taking the Lord's name in vain. I didn't care. I was so sick of her religious strictness. I needed to get out of the house for a bit. I walked up to the porch where she was standing, apologized for cussing, and asked if I could head down to the store in town for some snacks before we had our early dinner and early bedtime. She sighed. Son, I know you don't understand why I do these things. I know Halloween means so much to you, but it's evil, son. The devil hides in fun things. Halloween is evil. I wish I could just get you to understand. She said it would be okay, but to be home no later than 3 p.m. I walked off towards the main area of town with all the small businesses. My mom luckily didn't live too far from the general store, only 4 or 5 blocks away. I got to the store and was looking at some of the hot Cheetos when a priest came up to me. I glanced over and he said hello. Hi there. Need anything? I asked.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I noticed you weren't dressed up, the priest said, his hands clasped in a pious manner. I was supposing perhaps you weren't participating in any of the festivities this evening. I was wondering if perhaps you would like to attend my church's Harvest Festival party. There'll be candy and even a costume party.
I already knew what my mom would say if I asked, so I gently sighed and responded. That's really nice of you, but I actually have other plans tonight, sadly. I'm sorry. The priest smiled and said that was quite all right. He bid me goodbye and told me he wished the Lord would bless me. He walked off, and I took my chips to the register. After that, I walked back home and sulked. My mom wouldn't have ever allowed it, even if it was at a church. She'd say that it was just another form of Halloween and that it was evil and that it was out of the question. Oh, I couldn't wait to turn 18 and be out on my own, make my own plan, celebrate Halloween the way I wanted to. I just didn't understand. To me, Halloween wasn't evil or even unchristian for that matter. Sure, it dealt with death and ghosts and ghouls, but it was mostly about fun for me. You know, costumes, candy, maybe even some sexy times or partying. It wasn't about anything bad. In some ways, Halloween helped me laugh at the scarier aspects of everyday life. It was the one time of year death wasn't so scary, so horrible. Wasn't there a saying my mom once told me? Something like, "Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, death, where's your sting?" If anything, Halloween perhaps could help Christians live out that reality. But my mom would never understand that. I went up to the house and trudged in, and I ate my snacks while watching my mom start to nail the doors and windows shut again. She was soon done, and the doors and windows were locked. There was no more going out. Her sign fluttering on the door, making knocking sounds every time the wind came and hit the wood. Then she made a quick pass to dinner. I ate it in silence, making it known my displeasure. My mother ate in silence as well, looking at the boarded windows nervously. Then she checked her watch.
It's 4 p.m., son. You ought to finish up and get to bed.
I sighed. I ate as slowly as I could. Every passing moment, my mother seemed to get more and more nervous. I had a few bites left of my meal, but my mother suddenly shot up and shooed me away from the table.
That's enough for now. You need to get to your room. Go!
I rolled my eyes and walked to my room. My mom closed the door behind me. I looked around my room. I looked at my bedroom window boarded up with wood. I could see between the slits in the wood. I could see the neighbor's house and the orange and red trees. The sun was still up. I sighed yet again, filled with annoyance. I plopped down on my bed. My mom had taken my phone. There was no TV, no books, nothing to do but try to sleep. I stared up at the ceiling in my room, and I heard my mother walk up outside my bedroom door, starting to pray.
The blood of Jesus protect us tonight. Father God, protect us tonight. Amen. The blood of Jesus protect us tonight. Father God, protect us tonight. Amen.
I couldn't stand it anymore. I furrowed my brow in anger. I was 17, damn it. I wasn't following my mom's lame rules anymore. I made up my mind. Tonight, whether she liked it or not, I was going to get up out of my room and do something Halloween related. I was going to watch Child's Play or Scream. If I couldn't leave the house, I could at least watch the kids trick-or-treat nearby. I decided I'd wait until after my mom was done praying and had gone to bed herself to sneak out of my room. And in the meantime, I listened to her praying.
Jesus, have mercy. Lord, protect us from evil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Jesus, have mercy. Lord, protect us from evil. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
I laid there and listened to her pray for over an hour. I glanced over at my alarm clock. It was about 6 p.m. by the time she finally finished. I heard her walk off and gently close her bedroom door. I couldn't get out of bed just yet. I needed to wait until I was sure she was asleep. I sat up in bed and looked out at the cracks in between the boards. The sun was rapidly going down, yet, oddly, there weren't any trick-or-treaters, not quite yet. I waited, watching the sky grow even darker until I was sure my mom was asleep. It was about 7:45 p.m. The sun was mostly down at this point. Only a slight yellowish glow remained on the horizon. I went up to my bedroom door. I slowly, ever so slowly, turned the knob. I managed to turn it without so much as a sound. And then I gently pulled the door open. It made a slight squeak, and I winced as it did so. Nothing. My mom hadn't heard. Oh, thank God. I pulled the door open even more, just enough so I could squeeze my body through and I could get out into the hallway. I did so, and I glanced down the hall at my mom's room. I could hear her gently snoring, and I tiptoed to the living room. I went to the couch and sat down, picking up the remote. I turned on the lamp on the side table near me and selected a streaming service on the TV. Oh, scream, here I come. I turned the volume down as low as I could. I looked up at the clock on the side of the living room wall. It had just turned 8 p.m. Some preview for a show I didn't care about was playing when suddenly the power went out.
Please fast forward the tape to the end of this side.
Then turn the tape over and you're ready to play the other side.
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.